From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The Senate voted 60-37 Thursday to add $2 billion to the Cash for Clunkers program. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
The money will help Americans buy hundreds of thousands of new, more fuel-efficient cars, the White House says. And $2 billion more dollars should make the program last through August. The cost of it is what Republican Senator John McCain objected to.
At some point, this kind of thing has to stop. The national debt has climbed to $11.6 trillion.
But Michigan Democrat Debbie Stabenow reminded senators of how popular Cash for Clunkers is.
The reality is that after only a week and a half into the program, we are back asking that the additional money that we had originally asked for in the beginning be appropriated because this has worked.
It now goes to the president's desk. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Senate also voted to confirm Judge Sonia Sotomayor to sit on the U.S. Supreme Court. The vote was 68-31. Sotomayor will be sworn in on Saturday. A top White House official says the Obama administration still hopes to close the prison at Guantanamo Bay by next January, but he says several factors will determine whether the deadline will be met. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly has more.
The White House official is John Brennan, President Obama's top counterterrorism advisor. At an appearance at a Washington think tank, Brennan was asked about the president's deadline to close Guantanamo and whether there will really be no detainees at the prison come January.
We are working hard to realize that vision. We are going to get there, and whether or not we come in a week or two early or right on time or whatever, there are a number of things that are there are dependencies here.
Meaning outstanding court cases and whether Congress, as Brennan puts it, helps or hinders the administration's efforts. Brennan added he doesn't have a crystal ball to predict the next 6 months, but, quote, everybody is doing everything possible to realize the president's goal. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
A search and rescue operation continues in waters off Tonga, where a ferry capsized Wednesday night. Dozens of people are missing and feared dead. The BBC's Greg Ward reports.
First reports of the tragedy reached New Zealand after a late-night Mayday call from the vessel. Authorities in Tonga were initially uncertain about the exact number of passengers on board, but Tongan police now say over 60 people are still missing and more than 50 have been rescued. A Royal New Zealand Air Force Orion is now in the area continuing to search for survivors among the floating debris. Those who managed to make it to lifeboats say the ferry rolled in heavy seas and sank within minutes.
The BBC's Greg Ward reporting. This is NPR News. Former Congressman William Jefferson will have to fork over roughly $470,000 in bribery receipts. A federal jury decided the Louisiana Democrat should forfeit any money he received. The panel returned to court a day after convicting Jefferson on 11 counts, including bribery. Jefferson, who was arrested after federal agents seized $90,000 cash from his freezer, will be sentenced in October. His attorney says an appeal is coming. Remaining trustees at the University of Illinois are being urged to resign over an admissions scandal. Two trustees, including the university's board chairman, have already stepped down. NPR's David Shaper has the story.
Students applying to the University of Illinois who had political heavyweights inquire on their behalf were placed in their own category called Category I, and the commission's investigation found that those on this clout list often were admitted to the flagship state university over other applicants who had better credentials and test scores. The two University of Illinois trustees who have resigned played prominent roles in clouting students into the school. The commission recommends the remaining seven offer their resignations and let Governor Pat Quinn decide whether to accept them. The commission is not recommending the university's president and chancellor step down, but suggests that their roles in the scandal be investigated further. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
White House economic advisor Christina Romber says the nation's economic recovery will be painful. The Labor Department says new unemployment claims fell by 38,000 last week, but that the number of people receiving unemployment rose in July by about 69,000. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.